7:30, and we have the chairman's notices, which is agenda item 1. And please note that the council will be recording any part of this meeting held in open session for subsequent publication on the council's website. Members of the public attending the meeting with a view to speaking are deemed to be given permission to be included in the recording. In the event of a fire, the siren will be sound. Please use the fire exit marked with a green running man. The fire assembly point is outside the main entrance to the council offices. Please gather there and wait further instructions. Please be advised of the different levels of flooring within the council chamber. There are steps behind the main horseshoe as well as to the side of the room. Closed circuit television this meeting is being monitored by a closed circuit television up until the time we go into PMC. Thank you. Agenda item 2, apologies for absence, Miss Bird.
Chairman, apologies been received from Councillor Bell and Councillor Jewett.
Thank you. Councillor Hurd.
Thank you. I've just been contacted by Councillor Nick Skeens, who has childcare issues and sent me apologies.
Thank you very much. Anybody else? Right, disclosure of interests, agenda item 3. To disclose the existence and nature of any disclosable pecuniary interests, other pecuniary interests or non-pecuniary interests relating to items of business on the agenda, having regard to paragraphs 6 to 8 of the Code of Conduct for Members. Members are reminded that they are also required to disclose any such interest as soon as they become aware of them should the need arise through the meeting. Members, Councillor Durham, Councillor Morris and Councillor Mrs. Channer. Councillor Durham.
Chairman, thank you very much. Chairman, I have a non-pecuniary interest as a member of Essex County Council. However, I also wish to declare a non-pecuniary interest in relation to consultancy work I carry out for Calvert Communications. Calvert Communications also have worked for Countryside Properties. However, I have never worked on any project for Countryside Properties, and therefore, having spoken to the monitoring officer and received it in writing, he has confirmed that, in his view, I do not have a disclosable interest. However, in the interest of openness and transparency and to avoid any potential difficulties, I will remain in the chamber, but I will not vote on this matter.
Thank you. Councillor Morris.
Non-peculiar interest, I'm a member of Highbridge Parish Council.
Thank you. Councillor Channer.
Chairman, non-pecuniary interest as a member of Essex County Council.
Councillor Siddle.
I am the ward member for Great Totham, which the development covers.
Okay. Councillor Edwards.
Non-pecuniary interest, Highbridge Parish Council.
Thank you. Anybody else? Councillor Keynes.
Is that the same as Councillor Siddle? Siddle, I'm a parish councillor for Great Totham.
Right.
And I'm a ward member as well.
Thank you very much. Agenda item 4. Can I have a proposal to resolve that under section 100A 4 of the Local Government Act 1972, the public be excluded from the meeting for the following item of business on the grounds that they involve the likely disclosure of exempt information as defined in paragraph 3 of part 1 of schedule 12A to the Act, and that this satisfies the public interest test in relation to land at Broad Street Green, Great Totham and Heybridge, Essex.
Second.
Thank you. Those members in favour of that proposition, please show. Have we got it?
Yeah.
And those against? None?
Chair,
oh, sorry.
Partially, but can I explain later?
Is that like being slightly pregnant, is it?
No, I understand part of it, Chairman, but I have a question in relation to it, that's all.
Okay, would you like to ask that now?
Would you mind, Chairman?
No, I don't mind.
Chairman, as identified in the officer's report, little 2, the planning application and subsequent appeal has attracted a considerable level of interest and there is significant local opposition to the proposed development. Can I ask why the whole meeting is being conducted by virtue of the LGA, the Local Government Act 1972, paragraph 3, part 4 of Schedule 12A, in confidential?
Can I stop you there? Yeah. That's a question for the monitoring officer, I think.
So would you like to sit back down, Chairman?
Please, and he might be able to answer your question.
What, later?
No, he can answer it now.
I mean, is that the complete question, Chairman?
No.
Well, the problem is, Mrs. Stamp, that we've already resolved to go into PNC. I allowed you to ask your basic question.
Okay, well, fine.
Which was down to about why.
Okay.
Rather than the greater detail.
Okay.
Mr. Quelch, do you want to respond to that?
The question, therefore, is, if I understand it rightly, that why should we be going to PNC? Is that the question?
Yes. Yeah.
Right. Well, it's because the council has received legal
advice from council that goes into significant detail about the merits of the appeal and the question of the implications. I recognise here we're still in open session, so I'm being very careful what I say.
Yeah, I think you have covered basically Mrs. Stamp's query. It is in the public interest not to go, and you can speak further on it when the public are excluded.
Yes.
As can you.
Thank you. Thank you, Chairman. That's fine.
We're now have resolved to go into public, into private session. So could we have the members of the public go, and could we turn off all the televisions?